Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. On this Friday, May 9th, 2014, we have a lot of news and a very interesting guest later on in the show. Now, there's a lot of news about the FCC, and this is something that really strikes at the core of the info war. If we don't have a free internet, this is going to be a huge transformation in this country. Of course, the internet's been used. It was developed by DARPA. It's been used for nefarious purposes by the NSA, but like any technology, there are ways that we can use it for good. But we see that what's coming up with net neutrality is something we should really be worried about. We're going to look at this. We're going to analyze this in light of what Yellen and Sanders were saying about whether or not we have a free market or whether or not we have an oligarchy. That's really the key right there. And also it sheds some light on what's going on with bureaucratic creep. We also have some news stories here about Mexican drug cartels moving into Minnesota to torture people. We also have the Pope calling for redistribution of wealth, not voluntarily, as you would imagine a Christian might, but calling on the government to do that. So we're going to talk a little bit about how people look at the government as their savior, perhaps, instead of looking to God for their savior. And there's a lot of news on the Christian front today as well. We've got Harvard is talking about having a black mass. They're going to do it, of course, in the name of education and cultural relevance. But it's going to be put on by a satanic group right at Harvard, a former theological institute, mind you. We also have a couple of Christians who were outed and thrown off of HGTV. And we have an update on the Albuquerque police situation, as well as some amazing things that are happening with police all over the world. Not just here in the United States, but especially here in the United States. They're inculcating an attitude of shoot first. And actually, that's the policy in New Mexico. They actually, at the State Police Academy, they've actually got a new curriculum, a shoot first curriculum. And some of the instructors there have refused to teach it. One of them resigned before he would teach that curriculum. But we're seeing now, we're seeing a nationalization of the police. We're seeing a militarization of the police. There's new rules of engagement. There's new attitudes. For a long time, we heard in the movies that they would talk about the general public as civilians, as if they were the military. But now we see that they really are acting this way. We've got a shooting that happened in Florida we're going to be talking about. Now they were pursuing somebody who had killed a cop, but just the idea that they could care less about what they would call, I guess, in their military terms, collateral damage, what we would call innocent lives. They were going to get this guy. They were going to execute him immediately on the street, and they didn't care who else died. But we're going to talk about what happened in Albuquerque. Remember, earlier this week, people were so upset about the rash of shootings that have been going on for years in the Albuquerque Police Department that they showed up at a city council meeting, took over the meeting, and served a warrant on the sheriff. Actually, they didn't really try to arrest him. They just gave him an arrest warrant. They really should have. I've talked to some police officers who said they really should have done a citizen's arrest of this guy. And there's much more to that story than just the shootings we've had since that horrific case of the man who was shot, the homeless man who was camping there in the mountains just outside of Albuquerque. We all saw that picture. It was very, very disturbing. And of course, that was on video. Now they've gotten the news that maybe we don't want to have our video cameras running. But there's a big scandal in Albuquerque involving the former police chief, just as we see the military-industrial complex and this revolving door of crony capitalism and how they have people who retire from the military and then go to work for these large companies. We see that happening now with the police. And the third hour, we're going to be talking to author Alice Walker, who wrote The Color Purple, a very fascinating person. She has a very different take on some things. It'll be a very interesting interview. So we got a great show lined up. We're also going to take some of your calls, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, May 9th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be the host today. We have a very interesting show for you today. We're going to have a guest joining us later in the show, Alice Walker, the author of The Color Purple. Very fascinating woman. It's going to be an interesting discussion. We also have a lot of breaking news. We've got Mexican drug cartels are traveling to Minnesota where they're torturing competitors. We've also got the Pope calling for a redistribution of wealth. We've got an update on the Albuquerque police situation. We've got death squads, the CIA, and some information about a trade union house fire that was in Odessa in the Ukraine earlier this week. Maybe some evidence of the kind of CIA death squads that we've seen in the past, but it's an amazing pictures, amazing story of what happened there. But before we get to that, I want to talk about this FCC situation, the net neutrality, and the fact that they're now going to start regulating the flow of traffic. We've also seen that they're interested giving a lot of signs that they want to regulate content as well. And I think there's some interesting parallels between the FCC and other bureaucracies like the BLM. But before we get to that, there was a story that came out just yesterday. A lot of venture capitalists are pushing back against this whole idea of net neutrality, and it really reflects on the question of whether or not we're going to have a free market in America or whether or not we're going to have an oligarchy. And, of course, this question was addressed between Senator Bernie Sanders and Yellen. Let's take a look at this videotape here.
Are we still a capitalist democracy, or have we gone over into an oligarchic form of society in which incredible economic and political power now rests with the billionaire class?
So all of the statistics on inequality that you've cited are ones that greatly concern me. And I think for the same reason
it concerns her, it concerns all of us. Now that's Janet Yellen, the Fed chairman. Go ahead and take that down.
Determine the ability of
this is something that concerns not just Janet Yellen, as she says that it does concern her. I don't know if she's concerned about it at all. I think she really is fine with it. I think she realizes that we do have an oligarchy. I think we all realize that. It's about time we do. And, of course, that oligarchy is going to get even more entrenched with the kind of things that the FCC is doing. Now, it wasn't that long ago that Comcast announced that they wanted to swallow up Time Warner, and it looks like that'll probably go through. That's going to even cause even greater consolidation in media than we have now, which is now down to only about four or five companies. You're going to go down to maybe one or two companies eventually. But this is what the venture capitalists are saying. 50 high-profile venture capitalists met, and they said, if established companies are able to pay for better access speeds or lower latency, the internet will no longer be a level playing field. And they were joined by a senior Republican commissioner and his Democratic colleague in calling for a delay of the vote to do this until May the 15th. Now, this is also being opposed not just by venture capitalists, but by the American Civil Liberties Union, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Writers Guild of America East. They're saying internet service providers should not be in the business of picking winners and losers online. But the proposal the FCC is currently considering gives ISPs the power to do exactly that. It's why it has to be abandoned. Now, in terms of history with this, it wasn't that long ago. It was just back at the end of April that the FCC shifted. They had been trying to entrench net neutrality. And there were some court cases. They were taken to court by Verizon, for example, and they lost two court cases. But the interesting thing that happened, in my opinion, is that the court said to the FCC, you have authority to regulate this. So even though they slapped them down and said, we don't like your idea of net neutrality, we're going to give you the power to regulate this. Try again. In other words, you get the idea. Here's your power. Go back and do what we want you to do. And so then they did. After two times, they came back and they basically are trying to get rid of net neutrality now. And there's a lot of parallels between what the FCC is doing and what we saw the BLM doing out in Nevada as well as elsewhere. You know, originally the FCC was brought in just to allocate frequencies so we didn't have people colliding with each other. In the same way that BLM was originally brought into the kind of land dispute that's out there around the Bundy Ranch, they were originally brought in just to help people out to allocate resources between grazing rights. And now we see that that's changed. Gradually what they start to do is they start to, these bureaucracies come in and they move from a position of being a referee, move from a position of just allocating resources to actually looking at this as kind of their private property, their little fiefdom. And remember that they have, that's not an exaggeration to call it a fiefdom. They write laws. They have their own courts where, of course, you don't have a presumption of innocence, and usually it's run by their own commissars, and they have their ability to tax you. And they also now, in many cases, have their own little army. I don't know if we're going to see that with the FCC. If they start regulating internet content, you may wind up having an FCC SWAT team to come in and shut you down. That's not a far-fetched idea. We've seen that happen with the Department of Education. A year before they actually did this to somebody, the Washington Post happened to notice in some of the federal requests that the Department of Education had put in a request for shotguns and body armor. And they said, why is the Department of Education equipping a SWAT team? And then about a year later, they raided a home where a woman had not paid her student loan fees. came in the dark of the night, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, drug the family out on the lawn face down looking for this woman who had left her family as well. But they drug the husband, drug the kids out, loaded guns to their face, flat down on the ground. That's the Department of Education looking for their money. That's what happens to these bureaucracies. They come in to allocate resources, then they take over these resources as if they're theirs, and then they start doling them out to their political buddies, just like we saw in Nevada, just like they're shutting down ranchers so they can help solar power farms. These power brokers, literally political power brokers, but I guess in that case they really are literally power brokers, they're also now going to, if this goes through, they will shut down political speech. Because why? They see liberal talk radio and many other places. They see that as an endangered species, just like they're trying to use the idea that the tortoise is their basis for what they're doing out there in terms of shutting down ranchers. So they're going to protect the endangered tortoise, or they're going to protect the endangered liberal. But also look at the reflective instincts of these authoritarians. Of course, the BLM, when they came out there, the first thing they started doing was pointing loaded guns in people's faces, drawing lines, telling people you cross into this area, we'll take you down, and they did, violently. And they put up free speech areas, cordoned off free speech. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. We've seen this happen in cities before, and it hasn't gotten all that much attention, but for the last two political cycles, at least the last two political elections, where they had the big political conventions in 8 and in 12, they moved protesters way off site for both political parties, put them in many cases into cages. Those were the free speech areas. To see them do this out in the middle of the wilderness is even more absurd, even more like something out of a Kafka novel. But that's their heart. That's what these guys do. They metastasize, they take over, you give them a job to just allocate resources, and they want to take this all over. And we've seen this with the FCC and their content survey that just came out a couple of months ago. They are on a roll, and they've been given the authority by a court. Now, well, that makes us question as to whether or not the courts should be the ultimate authority, and that is something that we really need to step back and look at, the balance of power. The whole idea of judicial review, Marbury versus Madison. Earlier in the week, we had the Supreme Court say that local governments, they graciously allowed them to have a Christian prayer. Well, that's fine. I'm glad they made that decision. But really, that isn't their decision. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. And that means that that's a restriction on the federal government to not abridge freedoms that we have, rights that we have, that are transcendent over anything that the government is handing out to us. But they want to make these into privileges. They want to regulate them and moderate them in a way that they turn them into privileges. They want to pretend that the Supreme Court can come in and modify the Constitution, can amend it with their decisions. A very dangerous idea. And we see now that this federal government, this, instead of being a divided government, the federal government has consolidated and is now doling out power amongst the different fiefdoms, the different bureaucracies, as to who's going to get which territory. A very, very dangerous idea. So, you know, when people look at this thing that happened in Nevada and they don't understand what's going on with the bureaucracies, they don't understand the authoritarian urges, they don't understand the metastasizing federal bureaucracy, that was the real danger. The real danger above and beyond the disputes, and there are real legitimate disputes as to where the power should lie between the states and the federal government, where these jurisdictions should lie, how these laws are being applied. But even the greater issue there is the civil rights issue, the free speech issue. Notice that they took that down right away, and that's what we have to worry about here with the FCC. But it also is part of the oligarchy. This is going to be used to shut down people who are rising up. That's why these venture capitalists are coming out against it. They see this is going to shut down new emerging businesses as they come out. Very concerned about that. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about what the Pope is talking about, and that is redistributing wealth, coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I hurt myself today. To see if I
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour to talk to Alice Walker. Now, you don't want to miss this interview. It's going to be very interesting. She's, of course, the author of The Color Purple, very famous movie by Steven Spielberg based on that book. She won a Pulitzer Prize for that. And, of course, she's done a lot of other things as well. She's an internationally celebrated author, poet, and activist. She's written 7 novels, 4 collections, short stories, 4 children's books. And Alex is going to be interviewing her in the third hour. Now, speaking of celebrities and Hollywood and Spielberg, there are massive protests that are swelling up at the Beverly Hills Hotel, We've got celebrities like Jay Leno and other people protesting this hotel. And this hotel is one of the most famous hotels in Beverly Hills. They say here in the article from the Wall Street Journal that Elizabeth Taylor stayed there for 6 of her 8 honeymoons. So it's now, it says, the unlikely epicenter of a protest against a new set of harsh laws enacted by the Islamic country of Brunei. And, of course, the hotel is part of a chain of hotels that are owned by the Sultan of Brunei. And Brunei has just gone to Sharia law. Very harsh penalties for women, very harsh penalties for many things, of course. In Sharia law, you get your hands cut off if you're a thief. You get stoned for adultery, for homosexuality. So they've got a lot of celebrities who are protesting that. So there's 20 events have been canceled at the Beverly Hills Hotel. They've lost about $2 million in revenue. But there's actually one celebrity that is just dying to get in, and we caught this live video of him.
I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rooms available.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? Don't you think I know that if I was some hot shot from out of town that pulled inside here and you guys made a reservation mistake, I'd be the first one to get a room and I'd be upstairs relaxing right now. But I'm not some hot shot from out of town. I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson that's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world, but now I think I might as well just call it, Michael Jackson can sit on top of the world just as long as he doesn't sit in the Beverly Palm Hotel because there's no
brothers
allowed in there.
Excuse me, sir. It seems that we do have a last-minute cancellation. There is a room available. It's a suite, but I'll only charge you the single room rate.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got upset. It's probably from jet lag or something. I'm very tired.
I understand,
What's
sir.
The rate, anyway?
That'll be $235 a night, sir.
That would be a steal, wouldn't it? It tells you a little bit of something about inflation. Since the mid-1980s, you could stay at a posh Beverly Hills hotel for a little over $200. Now you're starting to see Motel 6 approach those levels. I guess I should ask Janet Yellen about that, maybe along with the oligarchy question. Now, we also had John McCain, an article by Paul Joseph Watson, saying that Americans should accept that their private conversations are being monitored. He says, yeah, that's just the way we live today. He says it's a world we're living in. You know, you don't like it, but you just live with it. Let's get this soundbite from John McCain.
I wanted to ask you about Donald Sterling. Obviously, what he said.
Look, we can have a short conversation. Unacceptable, racist. I'm glad what they did. And I read that one of the really great guys I've ever known, Kevin Johnson, was one of the people who was integral in that. Unacceptable. I'm glad they did it. End of story.
But what about taping somebody in his own home?
Well,
using that.
It's the world we live in. You don't like it, but everything I say, I expect to be recorded. And that's just the way we live, Dan. I mean, it's something you gotta accept. I don't particularly like it.
Okay, so what Dan Sterling said was unacceptable. I agree. But of course, you need to accept the police state. That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, why can't we just say, well, you know, hey, you know, racism, Dan Sterling's racism, that's just the way it is. Just accept it. It's the world that we live in. No, we don't accept that. We don't accept the police state either. This article is also up on InfoWars from RT. Anti-spying NSA bill wins its first round in U.S. Congress. They're not really going to stop anything with the NSA. What they're really doing, if you read the article, is instead of keeping the information with the government and having the government store it, they're going to outsource the tyranny to private contractors, as we've seen over and over again. They're not going to stop anything. They're just going to hand out the contracts to their crony capitalist friends. We've seen this going on for a long time with prison and with PRISM and other, of course it is a prison. We are living in a pan-Optagon prison, but we don't have to accept this. We should not accept this. It's coming up to the 1-year anniversary of the Snowden leaks. And we must not get conditioned to accepting living in a police state. We shouldn't accept having somebody like John McCain as a senator either. Somebody who wants to get us involved in every single conflict in the globe while he spies on Americans at home. And we're going to be talking about what happened in Kiev, what the CIA is doing with death squads there when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And speaking of enemies, foreign and domestic, we just had that clip just before the break of John McCain saying, hey, the world we live in is where the government listens to everything you say. I don't like it, but we just have to accept it. After he'd repeated several times that the comments that the pro basketball owner had put out there were unacceptable because they were racist. Well, he's right. They were unacceptable, but so is the idea that we are going to live in a police state. That is unacceptable. Now, it was just yesterday that Rand Paul was joined by Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they're trying to block the nomination of David Barron. Why? Because, well, to the Court of Appeals by the Obama administration, why are they trying to block this guy from becoming an appeal court judge? Well, because this is a guy who wrote the legal arguments that they use to assassinate an American citizen abroad using drones. This is his reward from Obama. He gets to be put on the First Circuit Court of Appeals. But not if Rand Paul and Chuck Grassley have anything to say about it. Now, we don't want to see a judge who would write a legal opinion that would allow something like that, allow a president to kill an American citizen without due process using drones. But we haven't even seen the legal arguments that he used. That's the most amazing thing about this. These legal arguments are secret, just like the secret decisions of the FISA court. And I use the term court very loosely.
There's no jury. There's no adversarial hearing. There's simply a guy coming from the government to a single judge and saying, this is what we'd like to do. The judge says yes or no, typically rubber stamps it. And they pretend that they are modifying the Constitution with these secret star chamber-like hearings without any adversarial information. We're never told what these decisions are, and yet they're creating a secret body of law, they believe, that gives them power to do things to us legitimately. And that's what we see happening with this guy, with David Barron. He writes at least one memo, perhaps nine more, maybe as many as 10, and they're trying to say, we're not going to allow him to become a judge on the Circuit Court of Appeals unless we can see his decisions. You've got senators who are trying to hold up his nomination just so we can see some information that ought to be public. It's an amazing situation that we're in America, where we have secret star chamber courts, and even senators don't get to see those decisions. Now, of course, the Obama administration said, I'll tell you what, we'll make a deal with you. We'll show it to you, senators, but we won't show it to the public. And Rand Paul says, no, the public needs to see these things. And he's absolutely right. We need to know what their legal arguments are for killing Americans without due process. And of course, the other thing we're talking about, enemies foreign and domestic, when we talk about John McCain, he's the guy who likes to get us in all these wars. They pushed and pushed to try to start a war in Syria. They were opposed by Putin. So now they're taking the struggle directly to him, and Putin is escalating this as well. Look at these headlines from the AP. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercise. He's posturing with that. Putin to face Western leaders at D-Day anniversary. Major Moscow show explores Lenin and Stalin's personality cults. There you go. They're pulling this back. The beloved leaders, they're talking about this. So they're falling back into this Cold War pattern. Very, very bad situation we see being put in here. But there's a story that Kurt Nimmo put up yesterday on InfoWars. Activists in eastern Ukraine sound the alarm on CIA-led death squads. He says the CIA's overturned political movements unacceptable to political and financial elite in the U.S. Of course, that's happened many times in the past. He starts out recounting what happened in Afghanistan. This is reported in the Dallas Morning News in October 2002. They said CIA Special Ops Group was involved in Afghanistan prior to the invasion, establishing the elite Afghan paramilitary teams. And they said they don't play by the normal rules because they don't have to. Now, just this last weekend on Sunday, the German paper, The Bild, said that American agencies are advising the interim government in Kiev on how to stifle growing unrest in the country. In other words, they're sending over the FBI and the CIA to start counterintelligence operations to shut them down, just like they have done to so many groups in the past here. They take good groups and then they corrupt them. They put in agent provocateurs. They've completely taken over some of the worst groups. Now you've got the Ku Klux Klan, for example, is just basically all FBI informants and a couple of guys living in their mom's basement. But this is what he says here. Considering the overall objective in Ukraine, speculation about what they're doing is missing the mark. He says if the Kiev regime is going to prevent secession and mutiny within the important industrial and agricultural areas of the country, it will use heavy and a brutal hand that specializes in covert warfare, murder, and terrorism. The CIA was specifically designed to conduct unconventional war behind the scenes and, of course, to not play by the rules, as they said. So what does this look like? Well, also this weekend, we saw a bloody fire at the trade union's house. Now, it's difficult to know who started what. This started out essentially, the story goes, it started out as a soccer riot, a hooligan riot. Then it spread to this trade union's house, and there's a fire on the lower floor. But if you look at the pictures that are up on this article, it's absolutely horrific. And they're saying that these people were throwing Molotov cocktails. You get a very different story from the Wall Street Journal, for example, of course, than you get from RT or from the Russian press. So it's difficult to know what's going on. But I tell you what, the people who died in there were the pro-Russian supporters, And the narrative that we're hearing from people like the Wall Street Journal that they were throwing Molotov cocktails and they set themselves on fire, the room burned and they were all burned up, does not match the pictures. If you go down and look at these pictures, you'll see that in many cases, the rooms are not burnt. The bodies are not completely burnt. They're burnt from like the shoulders up. Very, very suspicious. You also see people on the floor shot in the head, blood spilling out from where they were shot. Again, bodies burned from the top up. We see a woman burned from the shoulders up, naked from the waist down, perhaps raped before she was killed. The buildings themselves not burned. You see a pregnant woman bent backwards over a desk, strangled from behind, and there was a phone call supposedly from her that she was calling out for help. This is why we don't want to see a revolution get violent. We want to see a massive change in our government. We have to take this back. We have to do it peacefully like the people at Bunkerville did. We have to do it peacefully like the people at the Albuquerque City Council did. We have to speak up. We can't stand down and let them do these things to us, but we do not want to see it get into this kind of a situation. We can see what these people are capable of, the CIA and others like that. And once war starts, there's going to be atrocities. And it underscores, when you look at these pictures and how horrific they are, it really just underscores what Stalin said. He said, one death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic. You know, when you look at 30, 40, 50 people who are murdered in this situation by terrorists, it's very moving, very disturbing. But we easily forget the people who are droned by our own president, who are droned by the CIA, who are killed at a distance, who are killed by the hundreds, by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, as we've seen in these wars that they constantly are pushing. And there's an article up on InfoWars today from Washington's blog, a really good article that debunks the economic myth of the broken window fallacy, saying that, you know, war is actually good for the economy. You've heard that. You've heard everybody saying, you know, well, it was World War II that saved America from the Depression. You know, well, we need to go back and we need to look at the roots of the Depression, the roots of the Depression and the Federal Reserve and the bankers and the fact that the bankers always are pushing for wars. But of course, a broken window does not get you back to doesn't improve your standard of living. There are many ways to do it, and there's an excellent article here that takes that on, talks about the seen versus the unseen costs, about a man who, for example, wants to buy some shoes, and a man who didn't do that because he's got to pay for his broken windows. Excellent graphic, excellent article, great way for you to spread the information to people, let them know that, you know, we don't want these wars. They don't really serve anybody's interests except the bankers who start them. They wind up financing both sides of this and making a killing, literally, not only physically but economically. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center has decided that they're going to come out against Common Core. And Alex Jones features pretty prominently in their criticism here. They're actually, they want to criticize Alex for saying that 2 + 2 = 5 is a control technique. Yeah, bring it on. But they actually include him and Fox News. They've got, people that they call patriots. For them, you know, if you're called a patriot, that's a pejorative term. And, they say these are just people, extremists who want to get rid of government schools, but listen to this quote that they have in this article from the New American. He says, indeed, pro-public school educators from across a political spectrum have become some of the fiercest critics in the battle against Common Core. Now, this is a guy who is a Fordham University professor, Dr. Mark Nason. And he says, never have I found myself finding so much common ground with people who call themselves conservative and libertarians. We all agreed public schools are going to be ruined by this. He says, this really represents the worst fantasies of both the right and the left coming true. Big government and big corporations imposing this terrible, untested, expensive plan using intimidation and bullying. Yeah, that's basically what we're seeing pretty much in everything. Big government and big corporations coming together, intimidating and bullying. We see that whether it's the FCC, we see that whether it's the Bureau of Land Management trying to shut down farmers out west. But Obama says, don't worry about this. He He says, in an article here from Paul Joseph Watson today, Obama urges wrong-headed Americans to just trust the government more. He says, yes, Americans have been tricked by wily Republicans into thinking that their government hates them. He says, we've got to reprogram them so they will accept more federal spending and help Obama build beautiful piles of debt for our children payoff. That's a quote from Keith Coffler. So, yeah, they hate us for our freedoms. I think, you know, that's what everybody was saying about the Muslims. I don't think they hated us for our freedoms, but I think that the government does hate us for our freedoms. They're trying to do everything they can to take them away. And maybe one of the things that's going to come out of Common Core is maybe people will get over this left-right spectrum, and maybe they will come in and realize that this really is an alliance of big government and big business. It really is an oligarchy that is set out to shut down every activity that isn't, and take away everything that any of us own, so that just a few people own and control everything. Take a look at this story out of Michigan that came up yesterday. You've got Michigan now banning backyard chickens and small farms from having livestock. We've already seen them come after what they called feral pigs. Now, of course, they weren't feral pigs. They were free-range pigs that a farmer there, Mark Baker, had, and many other farmers. He kept them outside rather than having them locked up into a factory. And because they were outside, in the Michigan winter, he had a breed of pigs that had hair on them instead of the hairless pigs that you find in the factory farms. The factory farms didn't like that, so they came out and told all these farmers that they had to shut down their operations, forced some of them to shoot their pigs. He fought them for 3 years, and he needed to have support of people who were sending him money because they were threatening to put several $1,000 fines against anybody who bought one of his pigs. So he had to keep these pigs. He couldn't sell them. He couldn't get rid of them. But he eventually prevailed. And you know what they did? They didn't actually relax the rule for everybody else. They did the same thing for him that the TSA did for John Corbett, who challenged them. They said, all right, we'll give you a pass. So they gave Mark Baker a pass and said, we'll let you keep your pigs. They still left the rule in place. Just like they told John Corbett when he challenged the TSA, they said, we'll put you on a preferred flyers list and we won't hassle you anymore. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to shut people up. But now Michigan has gone even farther. And even a woman who has 80 acres, which most of us who live in the city would consider to be a lot of land, even she is told that she's going to have restrictions placed on what she can grow, because they want to make sure that the food supply is controlled by the corporations. Now, we talked earlier this week, we talked about what was going on in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We talked about the long record that they've had there of shootings, of fatal shootings by the police. They have killed more people than the city of New York has. And New York, of course, has 16 times the number of people there. So on Monday, there was a very, and you can see the footage there if you're watching this on our live feed here. You can see the footage of the city council meeting. They actually took over the seats of the city council. They served an arrest warrant to the chief of police there because he's not doing anything about this. This all came to light nationally, of course, back in April when they had a video of a homeless man who was shot for camping. And as you can see from the video, the guy was absolutely no threat to them. If you shoot somebody that is not threatening you, it doesn't matter if you're wearing a police uniform or not. That's still murder. If you're not doing it to defend your life, if you're not doing it to protect someone else's life, that is murder. But they've changed the rules of engagement in New Mexico. They now have a shoot first curriculum. And it's very disturbing to see this happen. So they took over the meeting. It was a very raucous meeting. What did the Albuquerque City Council do? Well, they didn't change anything about the police there. What they did was they created some new rules, and Paul Joseph Watson covered this yesterday, to cover a meeting that was going to be held last night. They doubled down on it. They essentially did a Lindsey Graham where he says, you don't get a lawyer. Shut up. That's what they told the people in Albuquerque. Effectively, the city council increased security, made new rules, and told the people to shut up. They're not going to reform anything. And I want to show you a video report that we've got about this and about what happened in the intervening period of time. In just 5 weeks, they've had three more murders. And of course, they've learned their lesson. They're not recording what they're doing anymore, even though there is a massive ethical scandal there about a former police chief who bought a $2 million contract with Taser. And now we see that the London police are talking about wearing body cameras as well for a 1 year trial period. It doesn't help if they don't have to turn it on. And we're going to show you after the break, we're going to show you this report. But now the London police are saying we want the police to wear body cameras. It's a great idea if they turn it on. But if they don't do it, it doesn't help anybody. And of course, in this shooting that they had in Albuquerque where they didn't have the body camera on, they could have started it and they could have exonerated themselves. They could have shown that the woman used pointed a gun at them if they wanted to, but they chose not to activate the 30-second buffer on their video camera, not to turn it on at all. We're going to have that report right after the break. Stay with us.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com or call 844-SILVER-4U.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?
That's right. Things are getting increasingly violent here in America. And as we were just talking before the break about the situation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the video that outraged everyone when we saw this homeless man with his hands up, takes a small turn, and he's not threatening them in any way. He's not threatening anybody else. The police gun him down and then stick the dogs on him as he's dying. The dogs are chewing and biting his legs. Absolutely disgusting display of police brutality there. But what do they do when they've got a legitimate concern? We've got a case out of Miami. This is some footage we're going to roll here out of the CBS station in Miami. You've got a cop who is killed, and they start following this guy, and let's go to that report here and see what they do.
50-year-old Garcini Valdez. Both men were unarmed, trapped in the Volvo and going nowhere when police started shooting. Meanwhile, in the neighboring townhouses, more than a dozen families, including some 20 children, cowered in their homes.
We have 18-1 here, body armor and helmet.
Shots fired, so between 62 and 64 Street off of 26th Avenue.
The gunfire that police officers north of the car were dodging came from newly arriving officers south of the car. Bullets were sprayed everywhere. They hit the Volvo, other cars in the lot, fence posts and neighboring businesses. They blasted holes in a townhouse. Anthony Vandeveer lives in that townhouse.
Shooting just wild, man. Just shooting all over the place, man. You know, bullets could have came through the window. Anything could have happened, man. They wasn't thinking, man. They wasn't thinking at all.
We need to establish that perimeter. I have not verified if the subject is down or not.
We have the vehicle confined. The officers need to pay attention to the radio. They are not listening. Okay?
All right, let's pull that down because we're getting a lot of radio chatter there. Absolutely amazing what they did. 23 officers fired a total of 377 rounds. And as they pointed out, there were a lot of children in the area. There were a lot of buildings that were hit where innocent people were. This is a situation where these guys were not armed. There was one person with the guy who had shot the cop. They were not armed. They were not a threat to the police. It's one of the reasons why the police are supposed to arrest people. They could have had the wrong person. We saw this happen in L.A. They shot up the wrong car. They were looking for a black man in a pickup, and they shot up women, two white women in a van. I mean, it wasn't even close to the, matching the description. So are we going to allow police officers, when they feel threatened, when there's a cop that's been killed, are we going to give them carte blanche to just shoot everything in sight until they get somebody? This is what's really disturbing about this. Just like the situation that we saw in Albuquerque, here in Miami, they are shooting people that are not posing any threat to them or to the public at the time. If this guy is the guy who killed the cop, then he needs to be arrested and he needs to go through due process. The reason we have courts like that is so that you don't gun down innocent people in the streets. And they came very close to doing that. Now, there's also a case that came up yesterday, and this is happening everywhere, folks. This is in New York, and this is a young man, 20 years old, who is nearly beaten to death by the police there. Now, he was stopped and pulled over several times by the police there on Long Island in Nassau County, and he thought he was being harassed by the police, so he started filming them. That made the police very, very angry. And they threatened him, and they said, the next time you record me, I will use physical force to stop you. So what they did was they pulled him over again, harassing him, said, you've got a broken windshield, is why they said they pulled him over. They pull him over, they open the door, glove compartment, his paycheck starts to fly out, he goes to reach for it, next thing he knows, he's kneed in the head. And they beat this guy nearly to death. They broke the bones in his face, but the irony of it is that he didn't record it on video, but a security camera caught it on video. We're going to follow that story as well as some other stuff. You can see that picture of him. Absolutely amazing. They tried to plant marijuana on him. They didn't even charge him for that. They just charged him for resisting arrest, I guess, with his face. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, May 9th, 2014. Now, Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour, and he's going to be interviewing author Alice Walker, who wrote The Color Purple, Pulitzer Prize-winning book, and, of course, made into a very famous movie by Steven Spielberg. She's a celebrated author. She's a poet. She's also a political activist. She's very involved with politics. So that's going to be a very interesting interview with Alex on the third hour. Now, in the last hour, we've been talking about a lot of different things, but primarily about police brutality is where we were. We were talking about this man who was beaten in New York because the police were angry that he was filming them. They stopped him multiple times. He would film them, and really in self-defense, and we've had court after court rule that people are allowed to film their encounters with the police in public. And they threatened that they would use physical force to stop him the next time, and they nearly beat this young man to death. The pictures of his face are just horrific. As his mother said, there was no mercy shown as they broke the bones in his face. We live in fear of those who are sworn to protect him. If there were no video, he would have no voice. The irony is that even though they didn't want to be filmed, they were actually filmed by a surveillance camera, and so now there's going to be an investigation. Will they do anything about it? And that's the question everybody is asking. That's the question people are asking in Albuquerque. That's the question people are asking in Miami. Increasingly, we're seeing the militarized police shooting up towns as if they're in Fallujah. When we create this kind of environment abroad, as the founder said, the instruments of defense, to paraphrase them poorly, abroad will become the means of tyranny at home. And that's what we're now seeing. We're seeing not only the militarization of the police, we're also seeing even the military-industrial complex moving into this as a new profit center with all the things that that entails. In the next segment, we're going to play another aspect, a report on another aspect of what's going on in Albuquerque, and that is the kind of revolving door, political corruption, ethical scandals that we've seen in the military, where you have people who are high-ranking in the military go to work for the military-industrial complex and basically grease the skids. They've got exactly the same thing happening in Albuquerque now with a former police chief that was there. So rather than addressing the concerns of the citizens when people are getting shot and beaten on the streets, rather than looking at the war on drugs, which is where this all really started, that's one of the things they did to this young man in New York. They threw down some marijuana, said they discovered marijuana on him. Now, he says that wasn't his. They didn't, interestingly enough, they did not charge him with possession of any controlled substance. What they charged him with was resisting arrest and assaulting police officers and tampering with evidence. Now, you know, you can see from the video, the only person being beaten and assaulted was that young man. Another man in Alabama was not so lucky. In this particular case, a 17-year-old was killed after an encounter with the cops. They grabbed him, slammed him on the ground, shattered his ribs, pepper sprayed him, and then shoved a sharp object down his throat. Now, why were they doing that? Well, because they wanted to protect him from the drug scourge. Isn't that kind of them? Isn't that wonderful that we do that to users? Remember, this all started under Ronald Reagan. And, you know, the more I think about what he did with zero tolerance and the war on drugs and mandatory minimums, the angrier I get about the Reagan administration and his Attorney General Ed Meese. This is an abomination to do this to kids. They come after him. They don't identify themselves as police officers. They're in plain clothes. He's being set up by a snitch who's 1 year older than him, and they murdered him. Murdered him because, hey, he might be using or selling drugs. Come on, do we really want this in our country? Think about it. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a look at this report on what's going on in Albuquerque. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour. He's going to be interviewing Alice Walker, and she's the author of The Color Purple, Pulitzer winning prize book, and also made into the movie by Steven Spielberg. Should be a very fascinating interview. Again, that's going to be in the next hour. We've been talking, however, about police brutality. We saw in Miami this hundreds of shots fired at two men, unarmed men in a car. Basically a street execution. Why? Because the police were very upset. One of them had, in fact, shot a cop earlier. There was no gun on either of the men, but even more dangerous about this scenario is the number of shots that they fired in an area that was heavily populated with children, with innocent people, and they just unloaded on this guy. no sense of capturing him for an arrest, having due process, making sure they got the right person. So we mentioned, you know, of course, we saw this happening in L.A. when they were looking for that cop who had turned into a cop killer. They shot up a car with a couple of women, completely different kind of vehicle, completely different color. Instead of one black male, they shot up a car with two white women in it. That did not have anybody killed, fortunately, in that incident. But in this one, it was a couple hundred bullets fired by 23 cops, and they just sprayed all over the place, shot up all the buildings around that area. But most egregious about all of this is the war on drugs. This is really where the militarization of the police, it's really where we started losing our freedoms, our Fourth Amendment protections, our due process protections. That all began with the war on drugs. And I've talked several times to Jim Gearock with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. These are retired police officers and judges who are coming out against the abuses that they've seen with prohibition and telling people that it's not stopping drug use. All it's doing is creating a very violent, abusive, totalitarian state. And that's what we've seen happening now for decades. It all started under Ronald Reagan. They never arrested anybody under alcohol prohibition. They didn't arrest users. They went after the distributors. And that was initially the way the war on drugs, which was the term that Richard Nixon gave it. That's the way that originally started. But then they turned on the end user. And how does that look? Well, it looks like putting people who are peaceful pot smokers in jail for decades under mandatory minimums and turning out violent criminals, rapists, murderers, turning them out on the streets. It looks like building massive prisons, putting in private prisons, for-profit prisons. It looks like we have more people in prison in America than any other country on earth, more people than communist China, even though we have a population many times that size. That's what this all looks like. It looks like we have a situation where they can charge property with a crime and not charge the people, confiscate that. And now we have Supreme Court decisions saying that, yes, they can confiscate anyone's property, not just with the war on drugs, but anyone's property, so they cannot defend themselves going into a trial. But it's all about the out-of-control police as they're getting their marching orders from the federal government, as they're being militarized, as they're changing the curriculum, as they do in New Mexico, to a shoot-first curriculum. Let's take a look at this update on what happened in Albuquerque this week. We got our special report from the Nightly News last night.
Again, to appear in public with the Ellis family, with the Gomez family, with the Torres family, and all the families who have lost children to these rogue terrorist cops that you let still walk our streets and terrorize the public.
Just as the community in Bunkerville rallied around Clive and Bundy after snipers pointed weapons at people all week, and after several confrontations where the BLM agents got violent, in one case attacking a woman from behind and throwing her to the ground, the same sort of thing is now happening in Albuquerque, where an angry crowd showed up to a city council meeting threatening to arrest the sheriff, taking the seats of the city council. Now, in both cases, there was no violence committed by the public, but they clearly are fed up with the violence that's being committed against them. Why the people of Albuquerque fed up? Well, as we reported before, more people have been killed by their police department than by the New York City Police Department, even though New York City has 16 times the number of people. The violent history of the Albuquerque Police Department was brought to national attention about 5 weeks ago when a homeless man was shot to death for camping. And since then, in just the last few weeks, three more people have been shot and killed by the Albuquerque police, and three of the nine people who are on the police oversight committee have resigned in disgust at the way their oversight is being rejected by the city. Now, one of the three people that was killed in the last 5 weeks was 19-year-old Mary Hawks. Now, her case involved the search for a stolen pickup truck. Documents in the truck led them to Mary Hawks and to a trailer park. They conduct a 5 a.m. raid on this trailer park as if they're looking for a terrorist. They block access in and out of the trailer park. They announce on loudspeakers for no one to leave their homes, to shut their windows, and that they're going to release dogs. As 19-year-old Mary Hawks flees, she is shot dead by an APD officer. And there's no video to support his story that she pointed a gun at him. No video from the shooter's camera. No video from the officers with him. Now, it's surprising that there's no video of the incident because the APD is all about lapel cameras. Having placed one of the highest dollar value orders for police cameras in the country, $2 million worth of cameras bought from Taser. And the former police chief, Schultz, who now works for Taser, is being investigated by a local news station for his cozy relationship with the company, while still police chief. Emails allegedly show the police chief being given speaking engagements and perhaps employment in exchange for influence peddling. He promises that he's going to grease things for Taser with the APD. What we're seeing now with the police industrial complex mirrors what we've seen for decades with the military industrial complex. That people who are high-ranking officers and who make purchasing decisions will then retire and go to work for the very companies that are military contractors. And make no mistake about it, Taser is a military contractor. It's the militarization of our police. And when we look at this state-of-the-art $2 million camera technology that they've sold them, how likely is it that there was no recording of this event? The capability to record an entire shift with only a 40% battery charge, with a 30-second buffer once he starts recording, even if he had it in standby, it makes it pretty hard to believe that he didn't really record this incident. Now, the current police chief, Chief Eden, stopped short of calling the lack of footage a malfunction and declined to say whether the officer told investigators that he turned the camera on or not. He says he's going to send it to the manufacturer for forensic analysis to see if it functioned properly. Who knows, maybe he can get former police chief Schultz, who now works for Taser, to help him with that forensic investigation. Don't hold your breath about a detailed investigation of yet another police shooting in Albuquerque. The problems there are long-lasting and systemic. And as we consider the militarization of the police and the creation of yet another profit center for the industrial military complex, as they turn our cities into war zones, the same way they did this trailer park where Mary Hawks was shot over a stolen truck. They were not hunting down a murderer. They were not hunting down a terrorist, but they were going to lock down the entire trailer park and use dogs going house to house searching. Are the American people in Bunkerville and Albuquerque beginning to realize who the real domestic terrorists are? That's right, and as we're seeing now, it's going to another level. It's not just destroying our civil liberties. It's not just destroying our property rights. It's not just destroying the legal system. And it's not just putting police violence on the street. Now we're seeing Mexican drug cartels moving into the United States. And you know what happens when they do that. You've seen this in Mexico, the beheadings, the torturing. And now we've got people who were tortured in Minnesota by the Sinaloa drug cartel. This is a story from Fox News. Mexican cartel allegedly hired MS-13 to carry out torture operation in Minnesota. They said the three enforcers were allegedly sent from L.A. to St. Paul, Minnesota on orders from the Sinaloa cartel to find people who stole 30 pounds of meth and $200,000 from a stash house in St. Paul. They got a couple of teenagers. The cartel hitmen snagged them, tortured them. They had their lives and the lives of their families threatened, and they were told to find the missing drugs or come up with $300,000 to compensate the drug cartel. Now, Breitbart reports that the U.S. Attorney General's office admitted the fact that the Sinaloa cartel was involved when they had an official press release about that. This is what we're going to see. This is the next step of the war on drugs. We've seen it destroy our due process, our way of life. We've seen, as I mentioned earlier, this 17-year-old who was being set up by the guys who are working on the war on drugs, set up by an 18-year-old informant. They chase him down. He runs when he sees somebody coming after him that doesn't identify themselves as a cop, is not dressed as a cop. He runs. They throw him to the ground. They shatter his ribs. They pepper spray him, and they kill him by shoving a sharp object down his throat. Why? Well, they said, we thought that he might have swallowed some drugs, and we had to get those drugs out of him. And that's really kind of the metaphor for what they're doing to the entire country. Because they think we might have swallowed some drugs, they're going to stick metal objects down the throat of America, essentially, to get us off of those drugs. You know, as we said many times, if the only tool that you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. When you think the only thing that you've got is government force, then you want to prohibit everything. It's going to get much worse. We've seen in Mexico that vigilantes organized to protect themselves against the Knights Templar when the government would not do it. That's what's going to wind up happening here in America. I'm going to take your calls right after we come back. The number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour. He's going to be interviewing Color Purple author Alice Walker. Of course, she won a Pulitzer Prize for that book, and it was made into a movie by Steven Spielberg. Should be a very interesting interview. That's Alex Jones with Alice Walker, live here in the studio, coming up the next hour. We were just talking about the how sad it is that the people in America, many of them Christians who are trying to stop drug abuse, and they're concerned about people's welfare, and yet they see government as the solution, not a reformed life, not Christ in their life, but seeing government as the way to get people off of drugs. And they are advocating the worst kinds of force, the destruction of our entire legal system, of our Bill of Rights in the name of the war on drugs, which is now metastasized in the war on terror and the surveillance state. Now, the Pope is essentially doing the same thing. At the top of Drudge today, he's calling on governments to redistribute wealth. This is a report from the AP. It says Pope demands legitimate redistribution of wealth. Well, I don't have a problem with the legitimate redistribution of wealth. What is the legitimate redistribution of wealth? Well, that would be if you take your money and you give it to somebody else voluntarily, if you get people to have compassion for people that are in worse circumstances than they are, and give them to voluntarily give money to help people, and do it in a way that isn't institutionalized, isn't bureaucratic, isn't a gun in the face of people. What he's calling for, however, is not the legitimate redistribution of wealth. He's calling for the government to stick a gun in people's faces and to do it in a very ham-fisted, inefficient way that doesn't really make a distinction between who really needs a helping hand and who needs to just get a job. And it really kind of falls on deaf ears. You know, it's kind of like these glitterbug preachers. You know, when you see somebody that has the kind of wealth that the Pope is setting on, when he calls on governments to take that money from somebody else instead of helping them himself, that is the thing that really smacks of hypocrisy, in my opinion. Is that the most important issue? I mean, when we've got people being crucified in the Middle East by essentially our surrogates in those wars over there, is that really the key thing? And he needs to wonder about the effectiveness of making the government into some kind of god, because we've got the UN urged to tell the Catholic Church that it has no right to oppose abortion. This is from a story by CNS News. They say the Center for Reproductive Rights, a non-governmental organization that advocates for legalized abortion, is urging the UN Committee Against Torture to tell the Catholic Church that, quote, the freedom of speech and of religion, unquote, does not give the church the right to advocate against abortion. Really? Really? So just, you know, isn't that freedom of speech to say what you want, to talk about what your religious convictions are? See, if we give all power to the government, as the Pope is advocating here, saying that government needs to redistribute wealth, that's where it's all going to come down. Look at this, though. We have much deeper problems. Look at Harvard University, a former theological university. Now they're going to have a reenactment of a black mass celebrating Satan is going to be scheduled at the Harvard University on Monday evening. And they say that this is going to be hosted by the Satanic Temple from New York. This isn't just an educational event, folks. This is a recruitment event, as if they needed it. Maybe they're trying to start a club like Skull and Bones there at Harvard. You know, they've got, Yale's got their Skull and Bones. Maybe they need a similar satanic group at Harvard. Meanwhile, what happens to Christians who are outed as Christians? And that's really this is a report that was picked up by Drudge about these two brothers who were yanked off of Home and Garden Television, HGTV, the cable channel. As the headline on InfoWars put it, they were outed as Christians. I think that's probably the best way to put it. They said that they were opposed to homosexual marriage. They were opposed to abortion. And so that's being turned into these guys are hateful bigots. That's the narrative that we've seen over and over again. They pushed back and they said that that he doesn't like the gay agenda that seeks to silence men and women of faith. But he says they're not going to change. They don't have any hatred of homosexuals, and they're not going to change what they're doing. If that's the price they pay for their religious convictions, they're going to stick to it. Look at what's happening in Canada, though. We've got Justin Trudeau. Now, this is the son of former Liberal Prime Minister in Canada, Pierre Trudeau. He's saying that anti-abortion candidates don't need to apply to become members of his party in 2015. Now, if you're already elected, of course, they're not going to throw you out if you have pro-life leanings, but, you know, because they need the people. They're in third place right now. But you need not apply if you aren't going to go along with their abortion agenda. That's what the Liberals tell us. I think that's actually a pretty illiberal position for them to take in Canada. We're going to be right back taking your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in studio. And joining us is Alex Jones. He wanted to weigh in on what's going on with the Pope. He's going to be interviewing Alice Walker, the author of The Color Purple, a Pulitzer Prize-winning book, and it should be a very interesting interview. But, Alex, you wanted to say something about the Pope calling for the governments to redistribute wealth.
Well, that's right. You know, I'm so busy running the business operations just to sustain InfoWars and take care of stuff. Sometimes you come and broadcast for it. You don't fill in. You just host the Alex Jones Show, the InfoWar, David. I've been listening while I've been driving around doing errands. I think there's some family stuff. You're really doing a great job, and we're all blessed to have you, David, and Chikari, and Leanne, and McGreen, and Dew, and Marcos and just and the writers and just everybody. What a great team at InfoWars. I thank God for y'all. And for the First Amendment, for all our friends in the real media, that we all co-support each other. We all collaborate together against tyranny and against the globalist collaborators in our government. We fight against the enemy collaborators. But when you're talking about the news articles about how they do a litmus test now, if you are for traditional family values, Christianity, this is beyond McCarthyism. You cannot have a TV show. And they're now with this new federal bureau they're setting up that are going to broadcast, but also internet radio, TV, and cable and internet, and shut down everybody. This is happening, just like they're using the IRS against pro-lifers and gun groups and the Tea Party. This is true hardcore tyranny, pure evil. And the Republican leadership has circled the wagons with John Boehner against the Tea Party, and they're collecting money from the big Republican donors and the different manufacturing associations and others that have sold the country out to target the Tea Party, the real libertarian Tea Party, to destroy us because we're the only opposition. So everybody should support the real Tea Party, not the Republicanoid one that failed to take it over, because we're under attack, folks, because we're in. We're in. That's why I'm fully thrown in the libertarian majority in the Tea Party. I'm fully thrown in with the Republican Tea Party libertarian movement. It's not perfect, but it's the only real resistance of any Americana left. And so I'm 100% behind it now, and everybody needs to start getting behind, giving money to it and everything. There's a massive change. I've never done this in 19 years on air, because this is the takeover by the globalists. And when you've got talk show hosts, the TV hosts that are popular on these different channels, and they're being kicked off television by a litmus test, you're looking at hardcore evil. And again, I don't bash Catholics, Protestants, anybody, but undoubtedly, the new Pope is under massive pressure because you got the Waltons with $140 billion with Walmart scams. You got the Rothschilds with trillions. You got all this going on. Well, what about Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, and Bernie Sanders this week, from an oligarchy running America? Well, yeah, there's the head of the oligarchy. The Federal Reserve has transferred tens of trillions since 2008 to private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. Not $140 billion in scam business and Chinese playgirls like Walmart. So don't go after junior members of the New World Order like the Waltons and the Coates. Hey, that's great. Go after them. But we need to go after George Soros and the real top of the New World Order, David Rockefeller, the people that are lobbying to take our guns, lobbying to break up our family, lobbying to shut down Christians, lobbying to shut down pro-life, because we're beginning to win. And so we are the resistance, and they couldn't take us over. So now they're trying to shut it down, and they can shut them down, folks. Their rhetoric, like, let's put the Tea Partiers all in body bags at these different government-run universities. They can shut everybody down. And this is true blacklist. This is true censorship. This is true litmus test. This is true tyranny. I don't care if you're a liberal, a conservative, a libertarian, gay, straight, stand on your head. You better, if people want to have a cooking show or a remodeling show on a channel, and then they cancel their popular show because they are Christians, you're dealing with tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And if they can have litmus tests and say preachers can't preach from the Bible in Canada, or you can't criticize radical Islam in England, you get arrested. This is happening, and this is tyranny. It's not coming, it's here. And if they can silence a conservative or a gun owner or a pro-lifer, they can silence anybody. And they're getting ready to come after your property, your pension fund, folks. That's why they want to shut down free speech first. And finally, and I don't want you to get back into your stories and calls and myself coming up. You're going to co-host with me, by the way, David. When she comes on, I was able to finish my business and come in and talk to her. I thought that was important because she's plugged on the air that she's a listener and got criticized by the British and U.S. Press for it, the incredible author of The Color Purple, and much, much more is going to be coming on. If you grew up in the South, I want you to come to an interview with me. But here's the bottom line. What about the bulk transfer of $1.5 trillion in derivatives by the private central bank? What about the tens of trillions transferred to the elite and the too big to fail of U.S. taxpayers? What about the transfer with Obamacare written by foreign banks? and insurance companies to double, triple prices, raise payroll taxes on poor working people. Well, I mean, it's a fraud. The globalists are eugenicists who want to control the economy, don't want any money out there they don't control. They've taken over via the Federal Reserve and fractional reserve banking. And so they point at the giant poor masses out there, made poor by globalism, made poor by collectivism, made poor by the two-tier system for the ultra-rich lobby to raise taxes on the middle class to extinct their competition. And now they've got the Pope filling a $900 million to a billion Catholic. And this is outrageous that we need legitimate wealth redistribution. This is the opposite of what Pope John Paul II said. So I just want to point out here, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't Catholic bash. Everybody knows that. A lot of my friends are Catholic, but really great, hardworking, moral people, and just my life, you know, judge free by truth. But Catholic in America, everybody else is Christian. Better send a strong signal that this is dangerous, because the move is being made. Hey, let's have the secret bank accounts of the Vatican opened up then. You know, this guy go around kissing people with leprosy all day, and that's fine. That's a good example. But this new pope, the Jesuit pope, he needs to then open up the bank account and give up all the gold of the Vatican and the basilica and all of it. What a joke, ladies and gentlemen. The average person making $30,000 a year has had seven taxes raised on him under Obama. They're extincting our wealth. We should call for cutting taxes like a good Catholic, John F. Kennedy said, and it doubled the amount of money that came into the federal government. He should be calling on cutting taxes, not raising them. This is about redistributing the poor people's money to the ultra-rich and extincting the nouveau riche, new rich, who are the engine of all prosperity. Listen, I'm nouveau riche, ladies and gentlemen. I will be considered rich by the average person. I'm not. Okay, people think they're making $300,000 a year is up to grit. I could make a lot more money as a talk show host, but I decided to build an operation, hire more than 50 people, and spend almost all of my wealth. I would be making millions of dollars just as a radio host. That's what runs the whole operation. But I fund it, and I'm building a news organization, films, news websites, off of the radio show. Okay, that's the engine of wealth. That's the engine of free market. I'm spending almost everything coming in now on trying to fight the new order. So people need to buy our books, buy our videos, buy our t-shirts, buy the InfoWars Live product, buy the film, buy just all of it, the water filters. High-quality products at low prices, free market, so that I can get more reporters, so I can fund sending my crew to Bilderberg in Copenhagen, Denmark, which I'm sending David Knight, and I'm sending other great members of the crew. That takes a lot of money. And Bilderberg complains every year. How can there be protesters here? Put us on top of a mountain in Switzerland. They want you poor as an agent of control. So promote liberty, promote freedom, and promote the shows they're trying to censor. We've got to all hang together. I've taken the wealth of what's left of the free market and of free speech and their support and invested it in fighting for you and putting films out for free online and putting magazines out at cost. And doing this, and to pay my people good so they can live and fight. We are in this together. We can build economies together. But you've got to support the First Amendment now and recognize what outrageous criminals the globalists are. All right, I'm coming in to put on my sports jacket, coming in and go with you in T-minus 16 minutes. You go ahead and take over, David Knight. But now is the time to support free speech. Now is time to support the Real Tea Party. Now, because it's under attack by both parties. They try to take it over. They said, this is it, boys, and I'm going to take you to Rowdy Piper in a four-minute great piece called They Live 2014. The video is even more powerful. We'll repost it at InfoWars.com. David will come back with comments on this right now, but first, let's roll this powerful piece, this call to arms in the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, and if you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
For the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say,
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat as...
Yes, as Alex was just saying, we are very concerned, as all of you should be, about what's happening with the FCC. It's all about control. We've seen the impulse to control content. We saw it for a long time with the Fairness Doctrine. Of course, they're trying to bring that back. We also saw it with this recent content survey where they expanded it out from broadcast media, even wanting to conduct this survey with newspapers, with print media, with other non-broadcasting media. This is about controlling content. And of course, there's other ways that you can control content other than just outright censorship. There's a lot of different ways they can apply that. They can also do it with controlling the channels, controlling the pipes. And that's what we see happening with these mergers. That's what we see happening with the net neutrality. Nobody is asking, however, where the FCC got the power to regulate the internet. They were out there to allocate frequencies on wireless communication to make sure that people were not writing over each other's own signals, so they would allocate frequency to different radio stations. That's what the FCC was created for. But now, with mission creep, they're going into regulating the internet because that's the heart of free speech today. That's where you can get on and say what you want to do. That's where you can open up a blog. That's where you can create a new business. And that's why you've got not only civil liberties groups that are concerned about this, like the ACLU and the EFF, but you've also got venture capitalists who are very concerned about this because they see this as really the next step in consolidation. Sawing off the ladders on the rungs of success so that only the people who are already at the top can climb farther up, like we see with the Comcast merger. They're going to cut off those rungs, those ladders, so you're not going to have new businesses be able to come in. That's why the venture capitalists are worried about this. It's the very opposite of a free market. A free market allows people to change places. It allows wealth to be redistributed. Let's go to a caller here. We got someone who called in on Bill in Wisconsin. You called in about redistribution. I think you were talking about France. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good show today, David. Alex is an authority on a lot of things. But as a traditional Catholic, I want to point out that he is not familiar with what the revolution has done with inside the Catholic Church. I am a traditional Catholic, cradle Catholic. That means I've been a Catholic my entire life. And I look at what has happened since Vatican Council II. This was under so-called Pope John the 23rd, followed by Paul the 6th, followed by John
Hang on, Bill. We got to come up to a break, but I want to hear what you have to say because this story that's at the top of Drudge today about the Pope wanting governments to redistribute wealth, that's a very important thing when somebody with his power says that. We'll be right back.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking to Bill from Wisconsin. Again, we're talking about what's going on with the Pope calling for what he calls legitimate redistribution of wealth. I think it's an illegitimate redistribution of wealth. When you have the government stick a gun in somebody's face and do that, I think that Christian leaders ought to be calling for the voluntary redistribution of wealth. They ought to be calling for equality of opportunity. They ought to be pushing back against this oligarchy that the Federal Reserve chairman essentially admitted to having, which we all know is there. We've known that's been there for a long time. So let's stop the oligarchy. Let's have freedom and freedom of opportunity. And let's not use government to stick a gun in somebody's face. Let's try to use Christ to bring about compassion in people so they want to help their fellow man and they do it directly. Bill, you were talking about, you said you're a cradle Catholic, somebody that's born in the Catholic Church, and you were going to talk about the changes that you've seen.
That's correct. And again, thank you, David. What happened in the Second Vatican Council was an infiltration by Masonic forces into the church. The church for 2,000 years had gone through martyrdom, persecution, and they were never able to overturn it. But with this Masonic infiltration, they have gone in and changed the doctrine, the sacraments, and the apostolic succession of the church. So John the 23rd, John Paul II, Paul VI, and Francis are not actually popes. There are Catholics all over the world, and especially in the United States, pockets of resistance against what is going on. We meet with priests that are legitimately consecrated. We go by the old rite. We do not follow this infiltration. So Pius the 11th, by the way, made the statement that no one at any time can be a true socialist and a Catholic. So what we have here is an imposter in the seat of the Vatican.
Yeah, if you don't have private property, what does it mean to say thou shalt not steal, right?
I mean, right.
You know, the government's already stolen it all.
Previous popes have upheld private property. They've written encyclicals against masonry, against atheistic communism. So what we have here is essentially the globalists of a satanic nature have taken over the authority of the Catholic Church. The see is vacant. And right now we are under persecution, just like Christians are in Africa.
Oh, that's interesting. And you know, I've seen people, I'm not a Catholic, so I didn't know much about the Jesuits, but I recently saw that people were saying they were surprised that a Jesuit would be a pope because they don't typically take offices and titles and that sort of thing. Is that correct? Or?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And there's ample evidence that because of the changes in the way that priests are consecrated and ordained, that Francis may not even be a priest. So he is a true revolutionary. Look at his statements concerning, I will not judge as Pope, even a priest who is a homosexual. They recruited. There's books written. Okay, Goodbye, Good Men by Michael Rose goes into how this new church recruited homosexuals.
Well, we're seeing it, Bill, in every institution we see is changing so rapidly. It's hard to believe. It's not just technology, it's institutional change. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm here co-hosting the broadcast with our own David Knight, who co-hosts the InfoWars Nightly News. And by the way, he just confirmed he is going to take the challenge to go to Bilderberg this year with one of the crew members here. They got their passports in order. That's only coming up in a few weeks. I mean, time is just flying. I was in England, obviously, last year, Virginia before that, blowing it wide open with other great real media, not even alternative media, new media, or just media, the establishment state-run propaganda. And so David's going to be covering that in just about 2 weeks. Time is flying in late May in Copenhagen, Denmark, with our own Paul Joseph Watson. Alice Walker is coming up. A big fan of her work. I remember reading The Color Purple like in 1986 or so when I was just a little kid, or I don't know how old I was then, maybe 11, 12 years old. And I've read some of her other novels, and it turns out she has talked about my work, David Icke's work, and been criticized by the state-run media kleptocrats. Because she's, I think, transcended a long time ago what you call political correctness, just to get down to real issues. We're talking about some of her new projects coming up. And then we're also going to get into her take just on where the world's going and how we unite humanity around truly creating real equality and ideas and liberty. And speaking of that, they're real geniuses to cut off the resources and then have the globalists flaunt their wealth and then call for raising taxes on rich people, which they mean middle class, to extinct the wealth. And to have the Pope come out now and say we need legitimate wealth redistribution. Well, we see the inequality, but it's an inequality in liberty, an inequality in real education, teaching children 2 + 2 = 5. This is for domestication. It's like saying give a pig more grain before you slaughter them. The globalists are predatory. David Knight, your take on that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alex. They have to be very careful and calling for the government to essentially become God, because there's already people out there calling for religious freedom to be suppressed. We see, as I pointed out earlier in the show, we've got Justin Trudeau, who's now head of the Liberal Party in Canada, and he says it's got a litmus test. If you're pro-life, he doesn't want you in the party. You're going to be out. Of course, he's going to make an exception for the people that are already there because he needs those people because they're a minority.
This is a decision. Look at the governor in New York a month ago, 2 months ago, saying, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, you're not welcome in New York.
That's right.
And now the professor's saying, if you're a Tea Partier, we're going to kill you. That's because it's an authoritarian takeover. These are not liberals. And any group they're targeting, folks, has got to be protected. But look at the White House talking points. I'm down the list, but I'm in the top 10. Matt Drudge is at the top, WorldNet Daily. I don't agree with Fox News just to control the libertarian conservative market, but it's even targeted to be destroyed. People that have kind of played games with the New World Order, you're going to be gone too. People that work for the system better get that. There's no surviving this exterminist world plan. This is global slavery of the human mind.
And the Southern Poverty Law Center has just come out with a report. You're one of the people that they name for criticizing Common Core. they're going to try to sell Common Core to people and tell them that's a good thing. And they need to embrace Common Core because it's opposed by patriot groups.
Well, that's right. And they also last month attacked me and said, Gen 21 doesn't do anything bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's designed by ultra rich to make us all renters and shut down real sustainability. You call feudalism not being sustainable. Sustainable.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think is going to happen with Common Core? I already see it happening. There are a lot of teachers, a lot of people who would identify with the left, and they're starting to see that this is about empowering big corporations and big government and not accomplishing.
Well, that's what Charlotte Iserby says. It gives the curriculum over to the globalist.
Yes.
And is designed to take what they see as the underclasses and give them literal education to sabotage their minds.
But it might make common cause with the left and the right on this issue. They might, you know, get...
Oh, listen, there is no left and right. Yeah. Exactly. It's over, folks, if we don't come together against the globalist. The globalists are the equivalent of an alien invasion, okay? I mean, they might as well be an alien invasion. They're so... It's a group of psychopaths. Right. They're not really humans. They say, we're not human because we have empathy. No, you're not truly a human. They are mentally ill. Well, thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. I remember being touched by her book, The Color Purple, back in the 1980s when it had just been out a few years when I was just, 10, 11 years old. And she joins us right now. It's Alice Walker. Her website's alicewalkersgarden.com. And she's got a new project coming up that she's going to tell us about that I think is really, really exciting. Her novel won the Pulitzer Prize. She's had a bunch of other best-selling novels and children's books, as well as essays and poetry. But her new project, I've got to tell you, I think is the most exciting yet. And we'll let her tell you about that. She's just with us till the bottom of the hour, but she said she'll come back with us soon when she gets back from Australia. And this investigation, she's been traveling the world, trying to figure out a way to reverse our plunge that anybody who's at least halfway awake can see is happening. I'm already giving it away, but Alice, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
You're very welcome.
There's so much to talk about. Tell us about your worldview. Would you call it an awakening, or were you born awake, and where you see things going in your new project?
Well, I grew up in Georgia, and I grew up under apartheid in the South and segregation. And so that taught me about the inequities of, you know, the global system from birth. There was no school when my parents built a school. It was burned down by the racists. So I knew that education was really crucial and that many people didn't want us to have any. So it meant that I came out of my childhood longing to be someone who understood the world and who knew what was going on. And I have traveled out of that passion. And so when I go to Australia next week, actually, and to New Zealand, it will be partly to talk with the elders of the indigenous communities there. I talked with them 20 years ago when I was there. And that at that point, we were just connecting. We were so happy that we had survived, some of us. And now it will be to ask them if they feel there's any hope, especially the Aboriginal people of Australia, some of the people who really have believed that you mustn't mess with the earth. You mustn't tear it up. You mustn't go into the mother's body. And this they share with Indigenous people everywhere. And, of course, Australia has been pretty much ripped open, and everything that's been inside the earth has been taken that they could sell, the colonizers. So I just want to be with them. I just want to be with the people who respect the earth and who've always respected 40,000 years of respecting the planet. I want to be with people who have that kind of depth of love for it.
I've seen university studies out of Australia, and I've actually talked to some of the people from Australia who actually worked in the mines where the Aborigines will go for part of the year to work. And every time, they don't doubt it, one of them will say, you know, my mother just died, or my dad's in the hospital, put me on a helicopter, even back before they had, you know, good phone lines to the Aborigines. And every time they were right. I mean, definitely, if there's anybody who's psychic, it's the Aborigines of Australia.
Well, they're very wise people. And I just, you know, I just think it's time for us to understand that there actually is wisdom on this planet, but it's been ignored. And you can, I just finished reading, for instance, Credo Mutua's Bible, actually. They're trying to pass it off as a folktale, but it's really, if the Bible is a folktale, then this is a folktale. But it's an African Bible about, among other things, the cyclical nature of our ascent as humans and our destruction. You know, it turns out that the flood wasn't the first time or the last time that the earth has changed radically and people have been wiped out. Civilizations have been destroyed. And I feel we might be in that place again. And so I want to ground with people who have this as part of what they know. What do you do then? You know, what do you do? That's part of where I am now.
I saw British newspapers and U.S. newspapers. You may not have seen them whenever you had mentioned my show and David Icke and others. They were, you know, very critical of you, obviously trying to keep people in a reservation, in a box of ideas. But specifically, just because my listeners would probably be interested, what is your perspective on this global technocracy with your wisdom and what you think its end game goal is? And what material were you familiar with my broadcast or with David Icke?
Well, I have listened to David, I think, more than to you. I don't know why that is, Facebook because I like both of you. But
oh, that's sweet of you. Thank you.
Well, I do. I don't always agree, of course, but I don't have to. The point now is for us to hear each other. It's not so much to agree every minute, but to be unafraid to stand and to try to puzzle out what is happening. We are in, as Jordan Maxwell says, another teacher that I really like. As he says, we're in the grip of this, and David says this too, we're in the grip of this incredible evil current. I mean, it's like a miasma of evil.
You can feel it, can't you?
Yes, you can. And it's befallen us, and we know it. And people who even won't talk about it know they feel it, and they're afraid. And that is why one of my ways of dealing with this is to tell people that this is the time to gather a circle of people around you and really talk about how you're feeling it and what it means. I don't think we're going to go far if we don't do this with each other, if we can't talk to people who are different, you know, people who have different views and people who have strange views. It's just incredibly meaningless to be in a world where you push people away just because what they think is so different from what you think. I mean, you know, it's like when you go to school, the teacher is always telling you something that is different from what you think just because you are ignorant. And it doesn't stop. You keep learning throughout your entire life. And the point is to stay open to it. You may reject it, but if you close yourself off from it, there's no possibility for growth.
Well, exactly. The world system tries to divide, balkanize, and keep us apart, color, race, ethnic, religion, because everybody's really the same, unless you're part of that tiny psychopathic predator group, and they're scared of us getting together, just like in the movie, is it Ants or is it Bug's Life? It's Bug's Life, where he says if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And this is really a system to suppress our free will. And I saw a quote where you said, you know, David Icke has such a loving soul, and I've gotten to know him personally, and I can tell you he's for real. He believes what he's saying and what happened to him in Peru, and I know he's a person who means well and who's done a lot of good, and I've had dinner with him many times, hung out with him. He's real. And I know I'm real, and I can tell you're real, and that's what they're scared of is people whose soul points towards the North Star of truth, because the globalists are the people of the lie. Now, I'm ranting while you're here, but your take on what I just said.
Well, my take on what you just said, I was smiling as you were talking because I realized that one of the things, I think I may have said this about you somewhere, you know, some people find your voice really hard to take, but I don't. I think until we hear a voice like yours, ranting or whatever you're doing, we haven't heard from all the people. And so it's very important to have voices that are different, voices that are, you know, carrying on and being themselves, in order for us to find our way. You know, and I say that coming from, you know, the segregation where all of our voices were silent. You know, we could only basically speak through songs. And that's what we did. And that's why our music, you know, the people around us, the white people, as being weird, and they wouldn't put us on the radio, you know. anyway, so yes, I think that when you feel that people are sincere, that they, whatever you dislike about what they're saying or you're afraid of what they're saying, but if you feel the sincerity that is there, it's worth stopping just long enough to hear what they're saying and also to take issue if you have time with what you don't agree with or understand.
Absolutely. And again, anything the establishment is against, I'm for. They do not want us communicating with each other. And I do sometimes, you know, have that raspy, almost hysterical voice. And it's because I see intellectually all the growing corruption, the growing evil. I feel it.
I know.
And I get desperate. And I think one reason I've been successful is it is like an animal's cry warning the rest of the troop, and that's why it gets through to people, because deep in my gut, I am really concerned.
Yeah, and you were born on February 11th, so you're a revolutionary, and you're, you know, a little crazy, and that's, I was born on the 9th. That's how I know. You're just, you know, who you are. You're this expression. And you have a right to be this way, you know. And people, I hope, will just, you know, take issue with things that they don't like. But hear the parts that make sense to them and try to understand your vantage point. It's crucial that we understand each other, that we try, that we make it up. It's a matter of respect. And this you find in indigenous cultures where, you know, I've been in all kinds of, you know, indigenous settings where I'm just moved to tears by the humility of people letting you be long enough to actually, you know, ferret out what it is you're trying to say to them, often in a different language. And we have to learn this.
You know, you just hit on something there that is so key that I've been almost obsessed with in the last few months as I got a little bit older, 40 years old, and I'm getting a little bit of knowledge and wisdom, that the modern narcissistic fake arrogance is where people disrespect you to make themselves feel good. They do it to themselves. It's this dehumanizing thing that the modern plastic New World Order culture pushes. But when you get around even third world people or tribal people or even rural people in the middle of Spain or something, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. They're so respectful. Their soul is right there and they have love in their eyes. I'm not romanticizing them, but compared to modern plastic Hollywood people, it is just night and day, and it makes me want to run away to some rural place. You see what I'm talking about?
Of course I do. I live in Mexico half of the year for that very reason. I mean, I know that Mexico has a million problems, but there's something to be said for living among people who are still fully human in their, you know, in their smiles, in their eyes, in the way that they, you know, honor the earth and think about nature. And, you know, and they're not all in little cages and boxes yet, you know. I mean, it's worth being with people who, you know, who still know that they are just, you know, like everything else here. I mean, they're like the trees and the bushes and the flowers and the other animals. And we depend on this earth that we live on.
Powerful. David Knight, my co-host, is here with me right now. He's a big fan of your work. David, you've got any questions for this lady?
Well, you know, I saw an interview that you did on the anniversary of your of The Color Purple where you were talking about the characters, and you said that you wrote the book because you wanted to spend time with your grandparents and your parents who are dead. And that really struck me. I think what's so compelling about your work is the reality of the characters and how that breaks down barriers and between different groups.
And then we're connected to our ancestors.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, imagine people being afraid of their ancestors, which is what you find in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
People are actually afraid of who they were.
Or contemptuous of them.
Or contemptuous, mm-hmm. You know, and you just have to find them in yourself and love them. You have to really go back there and understand them and try to. That's what I was doing in that particular book, In the Color Purple. I wanted to spend time with these grandparents, these grandfathers who had come down, you know, in story in my life as these hellish old men. Well, they were hellish young men. By the time I knew them, they were beautiful old men. So I wanted to understand what transformed them. And this is worth thinking about. What is it that transforms us? What is it? There's something that can make us understand, that can humble us and can move our hearts. What is that? Is that just, you know, aging? I don't think so, because there's very mean old people. But something, and that is worth getting in touch with in each and every one of us.
Well, you either get more loving as you get older or you get more evil. You either become like you or you become like Emperor Palpatine. Yeah.
Well, there's not much of not much leeway there.
Well, you know, Alice, I think that your work and just books and movies, I think, had so much to do with people my age. I'm from the South. Mm-hmm. I think it had so much more to do with changing people's hearts and minds than any of the mandates and policies and laws that the government did. My experience from the other side of this was that just hardened people, but it was the stories. You know, Jesus taught with parables. It was the stories that people told. It was To Kill a Mockingbird, where it humanized everybody.
It's like The Jungle ended a lot of the really bad factory stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when we get to yours, you just start from the standpoint that, you know, we're just people. And you're just brought into it with these compelling characters that everybody can identify with.
But you have to remember, though, that it was some of the laws that made it possible for us to have a school.
Yes, yes.
So we had one microscope, and it was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So we must have, you know, don't forget that some of the things that we achieved actually helped us to be able to tell the story in a way that could reach more people than the fireside at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I totally agree. There's been some good laws because good people were in government at certain levels. Now it's so corporate they can turn the best thing that's done and twist it into something evil. I think there's been a confluence of that, but I agree with you. Your sense of a major change about to come, and you talk about talking to other people that are informed and researching, that a quickening's happening. Can you continue to talk about that?
Well, I think we must. I think we must quicken. I mean, we must. I mean, actually, we are quickening, whether we want to or not. And it's just a matter of how we go down. You know, if we're going down, how do we want to go down? I would prefer to go down in consciousness, you know, with people who love me and people that I love and with the earth and affirming to her that, yes, I have done everything I could do. You know, I have done everything I could do. And thank you so much for, you know, bearing with me all these years, speaking to the Mother Earth. And sometimes I feel that is possibly the highest aim, in these times because we're in such dire straits.
Speaking about, I'm just thinking about what you're saying, looking at the political system and the attempts now to restrict free speech, the different educational systems that are clearly dumbing people down, just as you were repressed and suppressed from being able to have access to education as a tool of control, the more money we spend on education now, the worse it gets. The people in the general system are working hard against it, even though they're compartmentalized and don't see the whole thing. But, you know, when they start teaching people that 2 + 2 = 5, this is an attempt to bring in a new medieval era, in my view. What is your take on this corporate culture?
Oh, it's a disaster, as is male rule, as is white supremacy, as is the whole system. It is a system that will never serve us. We may as well, you know, get that clear. We don't have a democracy, and I knew that from, you know, a 5-year-old. I mean, how can we have a democracy when only the white people had sufficient food, clothing, and shelter, and we didn't. And, you know, oh, anyway. So
no, expand on that, because the big banks are pretty much tax exempt, but they're the ones lobbying to raise taxes on the middle class and calling for wealth redistribution. But just as you said, if the whites can have everything they want, then who cares about the blacks in the old system? If the ultra rich can be exempt from the laws they put on us, then we're going to all be slaves.
Well, that's right. I think one of the things, see, now here's a silver lining, a bitter silver lining. I think white people, as long as we were slaves and could be identified by our color, really assumed that they would never be slaves, you know, and they would always be in control, even though they might be poor white, you know, because they still could lord it over us because of the black.
Sure, the sharecroppers were just as bad off almost, but at least they could be mean to a black person.
And this is what is being learned now, and I'm grateful. I mean, I think without this period, many white people would never really get a look at the system. They're really getting a close-up of what we have seen all our lives and before. So in that sense, you know, enlightenment is happening. I like to call it endarkenment.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow.
It's kind of like what Russell Means said about, in his book, Where White Men Fear to Tread. He said, the federal government broke every treaty that it made with us, and now it's breaking your treaty, the Constitution, with you. I mean, we're seeing that everybody is essentially being treated as they did the Indians,
well, you know,
on a reservation, essentially.
Because it's all about exploitation.
Yes.
They don't really care, really. Mm-hmm. Actually, I mean, your skin is not going to save you. So that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing to know.
Man, but don't they get that when you exploit somebody else, it always comes back on you?
No, they don't care about that. No. And it hasn't come back on them in the way that you would think. I mean, they still are in control. These are some insane people. For instance, I was just telling a group, I went to the Howard Zinn installation of his papers at NYU, and we were talking about that, you know, about how people don't really care about things going back on them because the same families still own all the stuff, and the Queen of England owns 6.6 billion acres of the world, and how many billions of dollars. And I, you know, said, well, and this woman has not worked a day in her life. And someone said, well, she has to carry that handbag, you know. But there it is. I mean, you know, they don't think about this the same way that we do, I think, because they have been in control for so long.
What an abomination and a relic of tyranny royalty is. Mm-hmm. You know what? I know you can only stay at the bottom of the hour. Can you do 5 more minutes so I can ask a few other questions?
Sure.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. I'll find out how long she can really stay when we come back. Just slowly get her on the show with us here. But because I want you just to have the floor, talk about whatever you want. Instead of David and I throwing out some questions, and I've got a few more. Well, she is the Pulitzer Prize winner of The Color Purple. Alice Walker is our guest. Her website is alicewalkersgarden.com, and we're trying to provoke thought here. I think we're doing it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
HGTV canceled show after host outed as closet Christians. See, I played the MSNBC host clip during the break that came out and said your kids basically belong to the state, but said the community, the village. Well, our society's in trouble because people aren't worried about other people's kids. And it's true that kids are raised by a village in a good society. Hillary said that. But when they say a village, they mean a globalist corporate village programming your children to be dumbed down and submissive. Just like when they say sustainability, they mean you can't have a garden. It's a giant reservation or plantation. You're under their control. You can't have lemonade stands. You can't have farmers markets. So they say one thing, they do another. So they've traded out one overt autocratic, what you could call patriarchal tyranny, with a patriarchal globalist tyranny that sells a fake feminist CIA Gloria Steinem feminism, which is declassified, to break up the family. So we're really back to old-fashioned slavery. And then we have aggressive dominant males that are a select cadre enforcer for the system. But the average male is not even turned into a male or a female. The average male is turned into a drone. And that's the brave new world, folks. As Aldous Huxley said, that's the real plan, not 1984. Now, I'm going to shut up because we got her to the end of the segment. Alice Walker, alicewalkersgarden.com, Pulitzer Prize winner of the book The Color Purple, giving her powerful perspective, very truthful from her perspective, and it's important to see all the perspectives. But I agree with much of what she's saying here. Now, David Knight's got some very interesting questions. I don't want to give her the floor to get into any other topics or things that she's focused on, but David Knight's got some great questions because he's a follower of her work.
Well, Alice, you know, I saw, as I watch your background, I mean, it seems like you're very much grounded in the earth and natural things. One of your books has a chicken on the cover, and you talk about how seeing that when you were abroad brought back memories to you. I see just the opposite happening, unfortunately, in our country. I see them pushing people off of the small farms into the cities and kind of an Agenda 21, if we want to put a label on it. It's a very, very broad agenda in Michigan. They're telling people with small farms, with backyard chickens that they can't do that. I mean,
it's pitched as liberal, yeah, but it's not. It's exactly. Ultra fascist.
Can you speak to that? Does that concern you? I'm sure it does.
Hold on a second. Can you hold that thought? Because I have a thought that I wanted to
sure. Yes, go ahead.
It's about Gloria Steinem. I really am concerned about her and the way that she's portrayed. I think that that's not right. And that should be looked into a lot more. And that, you know, that symbol that she's making in one of your, I just saw it on your screen.
Yes.
That's the symbol for the vulva. It's not an Illuminati symbol. It's the symbol that women make. It's the triangle, not a pyramid. So things like that should really be looked into deeply because we don't want to hurt good people just because.
Well, I understand. I mean, I'm aggressive, male, the whole nine yards. And I think what I'm saying is Gloria Steinem, and I understand at levels she wanted to empower women, but I mean, it did turn out she got funded by the CIA.
But that was when she was very young, and a lot of people are funded by, you know, scary people they don't understand when they're young. She's not funded by the CIA today, nor is her work in any way.
Sure, sure. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're standing up. I mean, is she your friend?
Oh, yes, of course. And she's the friend of so many people. She's a very good person. And it's not necessary to hurt good people in order to show what a mess we're in.
I mean, no, I understand. Look, I'm not trying to make enemies. And I mean, in the past, I was really even more aggressive. It's just that I think I've demonized her in my own mind. So tell me how I should investigate Gloria Steinem more.
Oh, you can read her books. You can maybe go to one of her talks. You can meet her.
No, I agree with that. If I'm going to say things like that about her, next time she comes to Austin or if I'm going to be somewhere and say New York, I need to go to a book signing or an event. Mm-hmm. We need to ask her for an interview.
Okay, and you know that symbol again. I'm so concerned because we don't want the vulva, the symbol for woman, which is the triangle, the vulva, to be at all confused with the Illuminati because it's just the opposite. It's more earth-based.
Well, explain to me what your view of what the Illuminati is, because I'd love to hear that perspective.
Well, I suppose it's the control. You know, it's the ultimate earth kind of control of people and thought and art, you know, the kind that gets you know, all of the, almost the support and attention. And I don't know, you know, but I'd rather go back to what David was talking about.
David?
So, yes, David.
I guess it's kind of exactly the opposite of what we see on this technological push to genetically modify everything, the singularity that Ray Kurzweil wants. I mean, I come from an engineering background too, and as I get older, I am more and more drawn to agrarian connections and pushing back against this technology that's out of control.
Absolutely. No, and that's right, because if we can't raise our own chickens and have our own gardens, we're done for.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, we're at the mercy of these people who've taken over the seed supply.
Yes.
And, you know, spraying their Ready Roundup and all of that. And it's unbelievable how they snuck that through, you know, that we are at the mercy of people who don't understand a thing about the earth. I mean, they don't get it.
You know what? I think they do. They want to kill it and override it and as a total act of domination and become God. That's what they've said. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you do start to think they're not from here.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah, and they're really pushing back on that. You know, there was something else, too, I saw in when Obama was nominated, at his inauguration, I should say, you made a comment. You had some advice for him, and that was to not make other people's enemies his own. How do you feel about the direction that things are taking?
Yeah, get her to quantify 6 years later. She was at the inauguration. What do you think of Barack Obama?
Well, I was speaking in that instance about, you know, not becoming enemies of the Palestinian people just because Israel is enemies of the Palestinian people. And unfortunately, he has totally kept to the side of Israel. And this has been a huge, you know, beyond disappointment, a pain. You know, in the heart, because I've been there. You know, I have been there, and then I've tried to get there and was turned back from there. And I know what the people are suffering, you know, and I know I don't want to be a part of it. And yet, as a taxpayer, you know, all three of us are involved, I mean, because we pay taxes, and all the Americans who pay taxes, we are involved in, you know, at this moment and for such a long time, they have been literally arresting and torturing children. And you know, waking them up in the middle of the night and dragging them out of bed and taking them off and you know, beating them up and, you know, things that, this is on my website. Go and look if you want to there. So,
AliceWalkersGarden.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been droning women and children and the warmongers on the Republican Party are saying he's not doing enough.
Well,
you know, this is where you really start to worry about the lack of empathy. Which is our downfall. If we have no empathy in our leadership, and we don't seem to have any or very much, but what future is there? But my feeling is that obviously this is to show us that we don't have, you know, what we need in place. We need something completely different. And I propose that we have a system which is guided by indigenous wisdom, and especially the indigenous wisdom of indigenous women, who have never been heard from. And they have been the caretakers, not only of the men, but of the planet, forever. I mean, it's just so sensible.
Well, I know this. What is running the planet now is not of this world. And it is certainly just absolutely diabolical. But look, Obama clearly is compromised, just like McCain would have been. But McCain wouldn't have been effective. He couldn't have gotten all these wars going. He couldn't have backed al-Qaeda publicly, though he does now, supporting Obama in Syria and Libya and everywhere else. Obama, as so many people said, like Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman on the show, isn't the lesser of two evils. He's the more effective. They can get the whole agenda through with him. If you criticize anything he's doing, you can be called racist. While defending, you know, against real racism that's going on, it's creating balkanization. Obama has been the technocratic 21st century beta test. He is the model of things to come, and it has just been a masterstroke of the technocrats. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that's true. I think that was a masterstroke, and I think that they will pull out a masterstroke at any point they think we need redirecting or that we need to have our hope revived. Now, they'll pull out a woman next time. And they'll continue to figure out what it is that we will go for. And we will go for it because we are, you know, how we are. And then we'll be disappointed and sad as we are now. And that will just continue as long as you have this particular system. That's all it's good for, you know, making us hope and wishing dreams and then disappointing us. I say this because I've been working, you know, 50 years trying to register people to vote and trying to do this and do that. And what do I see? I see so many of our youth in prison. You know, 2 million people in prison, and a lot of them young people.
More than that, yeah, about
people of color.
So I think it's like 3 million now, and then they've got like 3 or 4 million in the system on top of it.
When I go around to college campuses, and I'm shocked at how few people of color there are. I mean, there are a lot of Asian students, but because you know their parents have money, but I don't see many, you know, African-American people on these campuses.
And then everybody's being brainwashed by the television and a fake plastic culture. It is a disaster zone. I mean, either young people are either awakened and having a quickening, or they just aren't even there. I don't care what color they are. I mean, it is just narcissistic. You know, it's scary.
I think people are afraid. I think the youth are really afraid. They don't know what to think. And that is why I think that the grown-ups, there are a few of us here, have to be very, very patient, very, very cautious, and very careful about how we encounter each other. There has to be a return to respect. Without a return to respect, we have no hope.
Oh, I agree. And that's where I get into the respect for life, wherever it is, whether it be human, plant, animal. Because, again, they sell to save the earth being anti-human, but then the people doing that aren't even trying to help the earth. They're trying to override it. So, again, they use our good feelings, our goodwill, and then repackage it and redirect it and twist it in like a bizarre satanic judo move. I don't know how you counter stuff this sophisticated without really just changing your whole worldview and almost clicking. It's a clicking.
I know. It's very challenging. And television probably should be the first to go.
There you go.
Because it is so constant. And because many children are programmed, you know, from the womb. Really. And I feel for them. They are born into an imprisonment of consciousness, a kind of consciousness that's, you know, unconscious.
In closing, in about a minute and a half, other points you'd like to make?
Well, I just want to say that people have to, you know, bear up and stand and be sure that they understand that people make images of others for us to destroy. You know, and those images often have very little to do with the real people. So it calls for patience, and it calls for kindness, and it calls for compassion. And I would say, you know, look into some of the writings of the Dalai Lama, some of the writings of Mandela, some of the poetry of Neruda. There are all kinds of teachers out there, and just don't be afraid to look into them, even if you, you know, feel right away that you wouldn't agree. I mean, who knows? You might agree with just one sentence, and that one sentence could feed you for the rest of your life.
Well, the establishment doesn't want us to do wide-spectrum research and analysis of things because that gives you a general knowledge, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, I my faith in humanity is very strong, and it's partly because I know that we want to survive. That is part of our nature. And so I think that if with that feeling of wanting to survive, we are capable of getting ourselves out of the doldrums of this horrible miasmic nightmare, and looking around us and, you know, doing a lot better than we've done.
Well, the Pulitzer Prize winning author of The Color Purple and so many other best-selling books, Alice Walker, has been with us. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for communicating with us. We appreciate it, and it's certainly been stimulating. AliceWalkersGarden.com. And I'd love to have you back on again to talk about your important investigation in Australia.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You so much. Guys, thank you again. All fair for
me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a powerful interview, David Knight. We'll come back in the next segment and comment on it, but she's absolutely right. They don't want us to communicate to each other, and it takes her a lot of courage to do what she's done. You know, as you can tell, she's growing. We're all growing. And, you know, we reach out to her. She reaches out to us. And that's what this is all about.
That's right. And she mentioned it's a lack of empathy. It's so many of the problems that we have. When I look at the war on drugs, I look at what they did to the 17-year-old.
That's my issue with Gloria Steinem.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, you know, if we could get people to see the results of what's happening with this, you know, down the road, that's what I see happening, you know, with this whole war on drugs. And just as I was talking about earlier, the 17-year-old where they take the guy down and they kill him with a metal object down his throat because they think he might have swallowed his drugs. I mean,
yeah, that new video. I mean, this is happening in America.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're doing to, that's a metaphor for what they're doing to all of America, essentially. What they did to that kid, you know, killing him to get the drugs out of his system. That's what they're, that's how all of this stuff started that's now metastasized.
And they say, thank you for your compliance, but the cops are complying. We're all complying with incremental destruction.
Yes. Yes.
Look, killing somebody to try to find drugs that every cop I talk to knows the big banks launder the money and don't get in trouble.
That's right.
I mean, I can interview CIA flight guys like Tosh Plumlee, certified in Congress. He shipped in 40 tons himself.
Yeah.
With Barry Seal.
That's right. So they're running it at the same time and creating the crack cocaine problem in L.A. to fund their war against the Contras at the same time that Reagan is doing the zero tolerance, mandatory minimums, filling up the prisons with people. And that's all, as she points out, it's a lack of empathy, you know, and that's where somebody like her has a real opportunity to make it.
Yeah, I mean, I would never ship heroin or cocaine in knowing it would ruin lives.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money I got. And other people go, hey, man, sell out. No.
Yeah.
I will not sell my family out. You know, briefly, folks, this is a very expensive operation to run. We hardly plug things here. It's our sponsors that make it possible. Plus, we only bring in the best sponsors, like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. High quality storable foods, great customer service, and a lot of other great preparedness items. 866-229-0927 to get a free brochure or talk to them, or MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. If you don't have storable food, you're crazy. And if you don't try Supermel Vitality, the great fluoride shield, the survival shield, the lung cleanse, the great coffee, everything at InfoWarsLife.com, you're missing out on the hottest, most powerful supplements out there. I mean, I'm bringing you the most hardcore stuff there is at the best prices, and you're funding the tip of the spear in free speech. So InfoWarsLife.com, I want to thank you all for your support. More comments on Alice Walker coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Why do police go undercover, and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug out bag?
CanteenShop.com.
Want to be able to start a fire in any weather?
CanteenShop.com.
Need a well-built handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All the times have come here, but now they're gone. The seasons don't feel the reaper.
All right, we're doing a little bit of Overdrive, too, with David Knight here today, co-hosting with me. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Look, the globalists want to keep the controlled left in their box. She's a lady starting to transcend that, and she's getting it's not male against female, you know, as she thought 50 years ago. It is psychopaths, you can say in their own words, don't see themselves as human, building grids and systems of control to feed on humanity. And this plastic or fake, inorganic, nanotech, GMO system that's coming out is designed to change the world and to end it as we know. So it is alien. Even if aliens don't exist out in space, the globalists are making things that are alien of this world. You know, a jellyfish that's injected into a monkey to make it glow in the dark.
Well, even alien DNA, they started out. Synthetic DNA.
Exactly.
Because they want to be able to copyright it.
Exactly. So it's all about total ownership of life. That means being God.
Mm-hmm.
And the threats are so big, so over the top. I mean, are we safe with a government that would secretly inject black people with syphilis? Folks, they're not just doing it to black people. They just had free reign with them.
Yeah.
They sneak around a little more with everybody else. Now they're doing it to everybody.
Yeah.
Because the truth is there is no everybody. We are all humans. And whatever it is running this, the devil, the Easter bunny, whatever, it's there. It's doing this. And I'm being sarcastic, folks. And, you know, you heard her because I knew she was friends with Gloria Steinem. That's why I said that. Not to be mean. Gloria Steinem, CIA. Not to empower women, but to get them on a new plantation. And look at the fruits of it. Look at the fruits of the CIA and the black community. And Gloria Steinem had to change her ways down the years, but, you know, again, it's people like Gloria Steinem, in my view, that are controlling and manipulating via friendship. People that are smart, but I guarantee you, Alice Walker, deep down, next time she's with Gloria Steinem, I think they should go on a vacation together and hang out in a cabin together. And you ought to really interrogate her, Alice. Let me tell you, I can look in Steinem's eyes, and I see Predator big time. David Knight.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, I have certainly changed in my lifetime. Because when I was a kid, I was all about nuclear power. I mean, I wanted to be a nuclear engineer. And now you look at what's going on with Fukushima. They just had, for the first time, one of the workers there has filed suit. And he's ashamed to give his name because in Japan, you just don't do that. You don't stand up against the system.
And if you don't, they'll just use you. They'll just use you.
That's right.
But they don't have an honorable system. They've got to stand up against it.
But we've seen this is technology it's a couple of things you see there. Number one, technology out of control. How do you get this genie back in the box? How do you control this? And we have literally nuclear time bombs across the world, especially across this
country. 430 of them.
Exactly. Ready to go off. And it isn't just a reactor failure. It's also the spent fuel pools that you have to constantly maintain.
And it will increase cancer rates.
Yeah.
Chernobyl killed over 1 million people.
So now, but we still have that problem, that intractable problem, and now we're adding to it genetic modification. We're adding alien DNA. We don't know where that's going to go. We're adding they're trying to push this singularity on people. I mean, it's she does have an important voice to say.
Well, I think she deep down is getting it.
Exactly.
This is bigger than men and women fight with each other, black, white.
Yes, yes.
You know, this is an override of everything, and it's poisonous. It's not like some new thing that's great.
Yeah, right.
It's not like aliens showed up and gave us something great. No, these are bad aliens.
Right.
And again, I don't really believe it's aliens, but I'm using the allegory because it might as well be. You got psychopaths creating new DNA they call alien DNA.
Yeah.
They're poisoning all of us. We're getting cancer.
Yeah.
These people are aliens.
Yeah.
David Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, Bill Clinton, Obama, these are space aliens.
And it's this kind of sick fascination with it, like you saw in the movie Aliens, where they wanted to preserve the creature because the Defense Department wanted his DNA. That's what you see these people doing with the...
Yeah, it's a bunch of scum, folks. I want to come back and hit a few final points in Overdrive in the nightly news tonight. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. The Sunday transmission, spread the word, live, 4 to 6 Central. Infowars.com!
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, the British really respect the Scots because the Scots gave them such hell getting conquered. I think it was like 600 years or something to finally really get them. It's the same thing with the folks in New Zealand who are more Polynesians than the folks that really got a really bad deal in Australia. But she's going back there. You were talking about your experience in New Zealand, David Knight, and how the Maori fought back, so they got a lot better deal. Again, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Stop acting like wimps, folks. The globalists will only gang rape you.
That's right. Yeah, everybody, in my experience when we went to New Zealand, was everybody loved the Maoris, loved the culture, embraced it, wanted to claim Maoris as ancestors. They gave the British colonists a very hard time. They took over their forts. They learned how to use their weapons against them. And even though they were cannibals, people, you know, still embraced them for that. And they did get a good deal from the relatively, you know, from most indigenous people, certainly compared to the Aborigines. I mean, they really got it bad from the initial colonization there in Australia.
Well, you know, that's the issue, is that the system doesn't want male power. Because in the old days, it was male power and a patriarchal evil system, but this is 1,000 times more evil, this technocrat system that is just anti-human. It's anti-human. We got just not black, white, not male, female. It's all a system. It all goes together.
Oh, yeah.
And it's true classical liberalism. And I think Alice Walker, not to be patronizing, but she's moving towards becoming a real liberal. And we all need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to realize the people that are the Democratic Party couldn't beat real liberalism of Thomas Jefferson and then the true abolitionist and all the rest of it. So they just like the Democrats with the Klan, they couldn't beat it. So they joined it, but to only control it. Kind of like communist infiltrate to take over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Fidel Castro put in by the CIA. That's declassified.
And my experience in the South was to see these people go from burning crosses to banning crosses because it was in their interest to control people, to break people into groups. I mean, I've changed a lot in my life from my political positions because I've seen what happened.
So they've gone from burning crosses to banning you having a cross.
That's right.
To banning Christians.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen, not as somebody who ever wanted to do drugs, but I've seen what the war on drugs did. And it, you know, it's just got me so upset. I mean, 20 years ago, I could see what was happening with this. And I could see that the war on terror was just a doubling down on the same tactics to try to scare people about something. First, they were scaring them about drugs. Now they're scaring them about Muslims. And we're going to...
While funding the radical Muslims.
Exactly. While funding the drugs.
They're funding the dumbing down. War on illiteracy increases it. Exactly. War on drugs increases it. War on Al-Qaeda increases it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they create
fund the communists and then fight them.
They create this problem, get people scared, and then move in. We just had an article that we covered on the nightly news last night about how they're going to churches and they've got a worship watch now, kind of like neighborhood watch.
The Stasi.
Because they want to scare people about...
No, they want you to know we're in your church.
Yeah.
Your preacher didn't join the clergy response team. We're watching you. Well, good. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and it's also there to breed fear. You know, so much of the stuff that we see on the local news, it's all about crime. And if they don't have enough crime in the local area, they'll pull in crime things from elsewhere.
Now, exactly.
We cover crime that's being committed from a standpoint of the police that are out of control because it is something that's being driven from the top down. It is a national problem. It's something that the federal government is setting up these different rules of engagement between the police and the public. So that's why we're covering it across the mid-spectrum. We're not trying to create fear. We need to get people to understand what really is a problem out there so they can address it. And we see that people are fearlessly standing up like they did in Bunkerville, like they did in Albuquerque, peacefully saying, we want you to stop this terrorizing on the streets.
Very well said. We're out of time. Folks, Lord willing, pray for us. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to thank David Knight for co-hosting today. We're going to retransmission now. He did the first 2 hours. I called in on a terrible cell phone talking about the Pope saying redistribute wealth. Oh, boy. So that's all coming up on the audio streams this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Hard to believe it's Friday, David.
Yeah.
And please support us. Spread the word. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. So many great items. So many essential items. Preparedness items. Seeds, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. Great job to the crew. Nightly News Tonight 7.